It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing to see here. No quarterback controversy. Is that the gist in the text we're getting?
Yes, that's exactly what the texters are saying. It's just the media's fabrication that there's a quarterback controversy.
It's always the media. That's the lazy person's explanation for all their ills. The media's fault. Yeah, okay. No, this is normal. It's just Russell Wilson will just go right back to the starting job. He's the anointed starter, even though the coach no longer says it. The other guy won a game. The other guy's going to play this week, even though Russell Wilson, according to Adam Schefter, told the Steelers he could play last week. And obviously, this is me talking now, obviously would want to play this week against this team. So if you don't think it's a controversy, then you absolutely don't think Justin Fields will play next week if Russell Wilson's healthy, right? No matter what, Fields goes out and he's capable of big games, throws for 3 touchdowns, runs for 90 yards, and they put up 30 points in Denver. He ain't starting because there's no controversy. As long as Wilson's healthy in week 3, he's the starter. Okay, let's talk about that. Let's talk about who you back in this situation. They had a great talk on the afternoon show yesterday with Donnie and Malzi saying that Justin Fields should be the guy. Paul Zeiss wrote a story. He wrote, Paul out again today, he wrote that Fields should be the guy. You're saying Fields should be the guy, right?
1,000% he should be the guy.
There we go. And I'm not. I think Wilson deserves his shot. These are all hallmarks of a controversy, but it also comes back to what I've been saying the whole show. People just very much object to that word.
So why
so does, let's call it a dilemma. They have a quarterback dilemma. Let's use a euphemism. Because nobody can handle the word controversy. It's too much for them.
We'll use a different adjective. Why do you believe that Russell Wilson deserves a shot?
Because I think he's still good. That's why.
I think he's
still the better of the two
that's
quarterbacks
where our difference
here.
Of opinions are, because
yeah,
I don't think he's that
fine.
Good anymore.
That's fine. But the other thing to keep in mind here is that they have zero emotional, historical, or financial connection to Russell Wilson. None. So does it at least cross your mind if he wants to play in Denver and doesn't play that pretty soon he could go very quickly from volunteer to hostage here? Limits? Cross my mind. Let's go to the phones. Who we got?
Let's go to Joe in Robinson.
Joe, what's up?
Hey, Joe. I think I agree there is a controversy. And my thinking is I don't think Justin Fields played that great this past week. They didn't throw the – and listen, I'm a fan of his, but I think Russell Wilson has a better upside. He didn't throw the ball down the middle. They completed one pass which was for any length, which was called back. And let's not forget the 6 field goals were from the logo. But yet I guess our quarterback play was so terrible last year, everyone's anointing him as Joe Montana. I think the opposite. I think he played solid. He played okay. But okay is not going to have us win anything.
No, I hear you. But it is important to note that that's not true what you just said. Not everybody, in fact, almost nobody is saying this guy's great. I put out a poll the other day, and just judging from calls and interactions with people, there aren't tons of people. Like, I don't think the majority of people are saying Justin Fields played really well the other day. And I agree with you. I don't think he did, but he played the kind of game that Mike Tomlin seems to really like. No turnovers, make plays with your legs, and win the game. I think Mike Tomlin really liked it, and Pro Football Focus also gave Fields very high grades for that game, whether we like it or not.
I agree, and that's the problem. That gets us a loss in the first round of the playoffs. They moved the ball. It was boring to watch. If our defense doesn't play exceptional, we lose that game. If that's the quarterback play we're accepting, they're never going to beat. They're never going to beat Kansas City. They're never going to win a playoff game. That's unacceptable. And I feel that Russell Wilson is only 2 years removed from being a quarterback who can do, who can throw for 300 yards and multiple touchdowns. With that being said, I don't dislike Justin Fields, but I think Russell Wilson gives us the opportunity, just the opportunity to throw for three touchdowns and maybe go, maybe over 200 yards passing, which would be a miracle. Watch a WPIL game, they throw the ball down the field.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you at least willing to acknowledge the difficulties that Fields was operating under? I don't disagree with much of what you said, but to be fair to Fields, first game, new team, didn't get all the reps in practice, hostile environment, crappy backup receiver. You know, there's a lot going on there where I thought by the end of the game, certainly he was making mostly winning plays and he was dealing with a lot. So I guess my question is, are you willing to acknowledge that with a full week of work, could Fields be better? And could the offense be better? I think that's a distinct possibility.
Yeah, I agree. I do think it is. But didn't we just sign our tight end for a long-term contract who's a guy who's capable? Why don't we throw the ball in the middle of the field? Is Justin Fields not capable of doing that? Or does our offense not allow that to happen?
That's a big question going into week two, for sure. Is what will the passing game actually look like? And you're right, it wasn't just field goals they kicked. It was a couple of them were bombs, right?
Well, I mean, he made three kicks of 50-plus.
I mean, they could have easily wound up and reasonably wound up with 13 points or 12. How many points did they? 18 minus, yeah.
And no, nobody's acting like Justin Fields lit the world on fire on Sunday. Like, I like the elements and the dynamics that he brings. I also like that he's a young 25-ish-year-old quarterback where you're trying to plead on the upside. You're trying to play to the upside that Fields can bring you, and you want to find out if he could be a long-term answer as well. And I think that kind of gets lost in the shuffle because Russell Wilson, in all likelihood, I think he's a one-and-done guy. It's this year, and that's it. Do they want to pay him $50 million if he's good, if he's really good this year?
You're never going to have to pay him that. Never. Never, I don't think, but I do understand your larger point there. Back to the phones.
Let's go to George. He's in Cleveland.
Hello. My condolences, George. How are you?
I'm great, Joe. It's great to be a symbol of championship and quality in a city where there is no championships and no quality football.
Yeah, on the other hand, your team hasn't won a playoff game in 8 years, and the team that beat them in one of the most recent ones won here without their coach on the sidelines and put up 48 points. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm representing the Steelers. I don't represent the Browns. So
I understand, yeah.
Okay, very simple. I think we're in a competition. I think the first 4 weeks of the season is a mini preseason. I think... the most healthiest man standing between the two is Fields. And I think you put the healthiest guy out there and you put a 80% Wilson out there with a bad leg and he could be gone for the rest of the season. And we're still dealing with a...
Well, you phrased it very well there. What's your first name?
George.
George, you phrased it very well there.
And I would throw
it out. Well, the first part of it anyway, I would throw this out there and thank you for the call. Is there a competition still happening here? There's only two answers. Yes or no. If you say no, all right, then you don't think there's a competition. Then you don't think there's a controversy. There's no competition still happening here. Justin Fields could throw for 800 yards on Sunday. And if Russell Wilson's healthy, he's the guy. That's fine. If you believe that, that's fine. But if you think there is still a competition happening, to me, an in-season competition is synonymous to controversy. That's a controversy. That's a quarterback controversy. The terms are interchangeable. One is very nice. It's more of a euphemism, I should say. An in-season competition. This is like George Carlin comparing baseball and football. You remember that? It's an in-season competition happening. The other one is a controversy. Horrible things are implied by a controversy. There's strife and there's upset and there's a winner and a loser and there's clickbait media and there's drama and there's maybe a divided locker room. No, we don't want controversy. But an in-season competition's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just two guys looking to win the job. That's all. Just two nice guys looking to win the job. That's all. It's an in-season competition. It's nice. You see where I'm going with that?
I see exactly where you're going with it. And the people are trying to say, well, one, Russell Wilson can't lose his job based on injury. And also,
do you agree with that?
I do not agree with that.
They should ask Kenny Pickett about that, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Because it just happened about 8 months ago.
Should ask Drew Bledsoe about it. Could ask a bunch of different players about it in different situations.
Right, but if this coach had a different kind of tack that he used, then you couldn't apply it here. It just happened to Kenny Pickett. So I'm sorry, but you're out of your mind out there if you think that there's nothing Justin Fields can do to win this job right now and that Russell can't lose the job on account of injury. You're just not dealing in reality in that case. I'm not saying that Russell won't get the job back, but the idea that that's locked up no matter what happens, you're not dealing with reality.
So here's a couple texts, Joe. There's no controversy. The backup quarterback is the guy, is just classic theater and classic material. We're not talking, like you mentioned.
What does he mean? Read that again.
There's no controversy. Yes. The quote-unquote backup quarterback is the guy is classic material to use and talk about.
Oh, well, he is the guy right now, and if he plays well, he'll continue to be the guy. I would ask that person to call and just tell me that he doesn't believe there's an in-season competition still happening right now, that there's no competition. No matter what happens, Wilson's the guy.
Because it's not like when Mason Rudolph was here and then here comes Kenny Pickett. Both were acquired within, what, a week span? A two-week span, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. We know how glowingly Mike Tomlin has spoken of Fields, how high they think of him. And also, Russell Wilson was basically free to them. Here you go. There's a connection with Akershire as well. Russell Wilson had a lot of reasons to be here.
Do they sign Russell Wilson, or do they get Russell Wilson if he had known Fields would be available?
If Russell Wilson knew...
If Mike Tomlin knew he could get Fields, would he still have gotten Wilson?
I don't think so.
I at least wonder.
But I think that T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, and Minka Fitzpatrick also had a big part in why Russell Wilson's here. And they have a big say in the locker room and also partly in the organization. Not as big as Tomlin, but they have a say.
Well, they shouldn't. That's an organizational decision on what quarterback to get, for God's sakes. What are you going to do? Are those guys going to weigh in on who to draft if it doesn't work out with either guy?
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Who's next?
Let's go to Nick in Wilkinsburg.
Hi, Nick.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. What's up?
Good. First of all, that George Carlin bit, anybody who hasn't listened to it, I encourage it. That bit's hilarious.
I love that bit.
Anyways, as far as the Justin Fields situation goes, I don't care what you call it, controversy, competition, it's there. There are two things with that. One, I don't think week one is a good enough sample size to say whether or not he's going to be the guy. So I am excited to see him in week two because he has a full week of prep ahead of him. And now you can kind of loosen that leash, if you will. Let him work a little bit, let him take control of the game. And I think that's really going to be your indication as to who's your guy moving forward. But the one thing, and I'll cap this off with a question for you guys, Russell Wilson is 35 years old. He's nursing a calf injury, and the reality behind calf injuries is they like to mask as Achilles injuries. That's a very commonly known thing.
Mm-hmm.
And my question for you guys is, Kirk Cousins in week one, that's a guy who just tore his Achilles in week eight of last season. So looking at his play and looking at the way Atlanta's game plan coming into this game, 36-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles injury, do you think that puts some doubt in the back of their minds about rushing Russell Wilson back before he's 100% healthy?
Well, I appreciate the call. I don't think it has anything to do with Cousins, but they may be, and obviously are, very leery of Russell Wilson playing with this injury. But then I would throw one back to you if you were still there. If it was just Kyle Allen and Russell Wilson, do you think Russell Wilson would have played? And do you think he'd play in this game?
That's a good question.
No, it's a great question, City Limits.
Could you repeat it again for a dramatic effect?
No, but thank you for the compliment. Yes. If it was just Wilson and Kyle Allen, or Wilson and Duck Hodges, would Wilson have played these games? Would Wilson have played these games if it was prime Russell Wilson in Seattle? He wanted... Do you believe the Schefter report that said Wilson told the Steelers he can play?
100% I do.
So do I.
Because I feel like that he notices Justin Fields. He sees him out of the corner of his eye. He sees him peering up behind him.
He has
to. Ready to cross him in the lane right next door.
Oh, you media clickbait guy. You're trying to create controversy.
Because it's not like Russell Wilson is the macho man anymore.
It's obvious that if you try to put yourself in Russell Wilson's shoes, you see a younger guy, very talented guy, who if he has a great game, you might never play for this franchise and maybe any franchise. It wasn't like people were knocking down Russell Wilson's door trying to bring him in this offseason, and he was free, too. He was free. He didn't cost anything.
Nope.
So, again, this isn't like crazy talk. This is, if you're Russell Wilson, every time you watch Justin Fields, you're seeing your own career flash before your eyes. Am I done? I don't want to give that guy another chance. I don't care how nice Russell Wilson seems. He's a cutthroat competitor. Has been his whole career. He's out of the Hines Ward. Nobody thought he could do it school because nobody did. He's undersized, third round pick or late second. I forget when. Not a first round pick.
Third round pick.
And nobody had him as a starter right away. Not only was he a starter, he's been a blood and guts starter for his whole career. He's taken more sacks than anybody but three or four people in the league history. Played every single game for 9 seasons. So, I don't know. Call me crazy. I have a hard time being convinced that Russell Wilson wouldn't want to play this game against this team with that coach, Sean Payton, who humiliated him or tried to on the sidelines last year. And he felt double-crossed by that organization. He got benched by that coach. Don't be fooled by Russell Wilson's calm, cool, maybe even corporate exterior. Underneath that, you better believe, beats the heart of a cutthroat competitor who would love to go out and with his play humiliate Sean Payton this week. You better believe that. And I believe, left to his own devices, knowing or at least believing the Schefter report that he told the Steelers he could play last week, and now I hear the calf's getting better by Mike Tomlin's own words, you better believe he wants to play this week. And I think he's available based on that report. I don't know that that's like, you know, conspiracy theory media stuff. It just seems like flat out logic to me. Let's go to one more. Well, no, we got to go to the general. But we'll get to your calls next. Top of the hour. 412-928-9370. 928-9370. Our quarterback reaction brought to you by Bet365 text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Let's bring on the general. General Patton, Jeff Patton of the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. Your chance to win the Card of the Week comes by going to our website right around noon, Wednesday through Friday, to our contesting page at 93.7thefan.com. I happen to believe that the general is going to have a Justin Fields card. Limits?
I happen to agree he'll have a Justin Fields card.
General, how are you?
Gentlemen, good morning. I appreciate you having me. I'm tired of controversy, so we're going to something that's not controversial. T.J. Watt. Game changer. We're giving away a T.J. Watt Panini game-used jersey card. Fan favorite. We sell more Watts than any Steeler card.
What does that mean? It comes with like a panini sandwich, or what happens here, General?
Close. Panini's the manufacturer, but it does come with a piece of a jersey that T.J. Watt actually wore.
Beautiful.
It's embedded into the card, making it a little bit more scarce than the average card. Changed the hobby about 10 years ago when they started to implement memorabilia cards being part of the everyday vernacular. It's something that people go after. And it's definitely not controversial. Everybody loves T.J. Watt.
Man, you got that right. Thank you, sir. You're a wonderful man.
You're welcome. You guys have a good day.
That's the general. General Patton, T.J. Watt with a little piece of a jersey in there. You can't beat that. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing. Up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 85 today with sunny skies. Let's just keep this rolling. It's very, very rare that I go back to old school sports talk radio. But we're going to do that today. Why? Because we have a quarterback controversy. No, it's a quarterback competition. It's an in-season competition. Everybody's nice. The coach, Fields, Wilson, the fans. It's just nice. It's nice to be nice to the nice. That's what Frank Burns said on MASH, and it applies here. I won't use the word controversy. We'll just call it an in-season competition so we can all handle it a little bit better. 412-928-9370. JP Roofing and Siding. What a man he is, huh? General Patton and JP, two of a kind.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.